Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, we are back at 8:45, quarter till 9, and we know about the government shutdown. Madeline Karst-Batson joins us, Research and Policy Director for the Louisiana Policy Institute of Children, to talk about, is it having an impact or what kind of impact could it have? Good morning, Madeline. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. Is the government shutdown having an impact on early childhood education yet or child care?
Yes, particularly with the Head Start program, which is a federally funded program for early childhood education. And in Louisiana, it's impacting, you know, over 1,300 children, actually, as of November 1st.
And what does that mean for the kids? What does it mean for the working parents?
Yeah, so on November 1st, Head Start grantees across the nation, and including two distinct grantees in our state, did not receive their funding. Those grantees are doing all they can to use their reserve funding to cover the cost while they wait for the federal government to open back up. But should they run out of those reserve funds, they will have to close. And that means that over 1,300, actually close to 1,350 children will not have access to childcare. Literally one day they could have it and the next day they won't, which means their parents will have to make a really tough choice about staying at home to care for them or putting them in a lower quality setting so that they can keep going to work.
Tell me about the facilities themselves and what is the typical facility? What I'm getting at, Madeline, is what kind of reserves do they have? Because I would imagine a lot of these people, and I don't mean that in a pejorative sense at all, a lot of these facilities, I should say, perhaps don't have really deep pockets.
Not always. You have grantees who are sometimes nonprofits who do fundraisers throughout the year. So the ability of these reserve funds might last a month. The hope is that it would last a month, but it certainly those funds likely won't last longer than a month. So it is a dire situation in a way.
Will they get reimbursed if they do front this money and the government reopens?
That's the hope.
I'm sorry, Madeline.
No, that's the hope.
Okay, I'm here every day. I want to hear you. Tell me about the services that, how important early childhood education is. And first of all, we'll talk about that. Then we'll talk about disruptions.
Sure. So early childhood education is really critical, not only for our parents to go to work and, you know, keep our economy going, but it's important for children's development. Brains are developing at the fastest rate of a child's lifetime between the ages of birth and five. And so when kids have access to high quality settings like Head Start, and with Head Start specifically, there are other wraparound resources that children and families receive by being enrolled. So it's not just care and education. It is health screenings, meals for children. It's developmental support for children who might have developmental delays or disabilities. There's also, you know, learning programs for parents to know how to be the best that they can be for their children. So really, early childhood education really touches everyone.
And it goes to like being able to read at third grade. I have a teacher in the family, and I know sometimes they'll tell me that they get kids in third and fourth grade that just can't read at all. And I just, that boggles my imagination to think that you would charge somebody with trying to teach a child in third grade or fourth grade that can't read. And secondly, how behind the curve they are when it comes to the rest of their life by not being able to read by third grade.
Absolutely. Children research shows this hand over foot that children who are in high quality early learning settings are more likely to be ready in kindergarten and thus be ready to be set up for success in third grade and even higher achievement in high school and into adulthood as well. So there is a lifelong implications on access to high quality early education.
Does this impact the things that the kids that are in these early childhood programs have to eat as well?
Yes. Children who are in, you know, Head Start or other early learning programs are fed meals and snacks throughout the day. And when children then don't have access to that, that could food insecurity could be a real concern for families as a part of this.
Let me take a break, Madeline. When we come back, I want to talk about the average person that takes advantage of this, because I think sometimes, you know, there's a certain segment of the population that thinks, oh, here we go, another government giveaway. That's my impersonation of the general population that thinks, here we go, another government giveaway, when in fact it's the best money that you can spend and the best investment that you can make in the future of society and the kids. We'll talk about that when we come back. Madeline Karst-Batson, our guest, research and policy director for the Louisiana Policy Institute of Children. 851 Traffic Now, WWL. All right, 8:57 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Madeline Karst-Batson, Research Policy Director for Louisiana Policy Institute of Children as of November 1st. Tell me, Madeline, what went away?
Seats for 1,348 children, technically.
Because
these are covered currently.
Because of the government shutdown, but the people that run these centers are using the reserves to keep the seats open, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So for people that don't understand the bang for the buck that you get with early childhood education and also the economic impact with parents having a place not just to have their children watched but educated, just explain the societal benefits, if you can, about return on investment. If people want to forget doing the right thing for the right reason, if they strictly want to look at it as return on investment, explain that, if you will, Madeline, please, what the study show and the statistics prove.
Absolutely. So lots of studies show this. I would say one of the most clear ones is Nobel laureate and economist James Heckman finds that early child education has a 13% return on investment. And that's actually the only other highest point return on investment in a child's life is when they're in the womb. Mm. So, you know, early child education, if you can invest in children early, you are going to see a huge return on investment. It is a good source of our public dollars. We're setting up children really for success at life. And that is what the research shows. They do better in adulthood when they have high quality early education.
So, and the opposite, real quick, Madeline, the opposite of setting them up for success is?
Setting them up for failure.
Yep. I just wanted to get that point in. Thank you, Madeline. I appreciate your time. I really do.
Thank you.
And your efforts. Tell Dr. Sonia hello for us. Madeline Karst-Batson, Research Policy Director for Louisiana Policy Institute of Children. When we come back, we're going to talk about health care in this country with Walter Dublane. We'll spend an hour on it. There are no dumb questions, so you can start texting them if you like at 504-260-1870. Again, please don't ever text and drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.